And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 20th of January, 2014. Today's Martin Luther King Jr. Day. It's the birthday of the film director Federico Fellini, born in Rimini, Italy, 1920, famous for his movie La Dolce Vita in 1960. Fellini, who said, "All art is autobiographical. The pearl is the oyster's autobiography." It's the birthday of the poet Edward Hirsch, born Chicago, 1950, on this day. It was on this day, 1961, Inauguration Day in Washington. Poet Robert Frost stood up at the inauguration of President John F. Kennedy. He had written a poem for the occasion, and he was going to read it, but he had typed the poem on a typewriter with a faint ribbon, and it was very sunny. He couldn't see it, so he recited from memory his poem, The Gift, outright. It's the anniversary of the first official game of basketball, 1892, in Springfield, Massachusetts, a game that was invented by a 31-year-old Canadian graduate student named James Naismith. He was teaching at the YMCA training school in Springfield. In the fall, the classes played football, which everybody loved, but in winter, indoors, little gymnasium, they did calisthenics and marching, and they were bored with it, and they were starting to hate athletics in general. So Naismith took it on himself to invent a game for them to play in a gymnasium. He was a busy guy. He was already teaching canoeing, wrestling, swimming, boxing, psychology, and Bible study. He studied the theory of games. He wanted to invent a game with simple rules, a lightweight ball so anybody could throw it or catch it without too much practice. He thought about it one whole night. He came up with a framework for it. He used a soccer ball. He asked the janitor for boxes to use as goals. The janitor did not have boxes, but he had peach baskets. So Naismith nailed those to the walls. And the game was an immediate success. The participants did not want to stop playing. In a couple of weeks, there were spectators packing into the gym to watch. A group of young women from a nearby school came, and they put together the first women's team. They called it basketball, used as two words, basket and ball. And it was on this day in 1892, the first official game was played at the YMCA in Albany, New York. Here's a poem for today by William Butler Yeats, The Song of Wandering Angus. I went out to the hazel wood because a fire was in my head, and cut and peeled a hazel wand and hooked a berry to a thread. And when white moths were on the wing and moth-like stars were flickering out, I dropped the berry in a stream and caught a little silver trout. When I had laid it on the floor, I went to blow the fire aflame, but something rustled on the floor, and someone called me by my name. It had become a glimmering girl with apple blossom in her hair, who called me by name and ran and faded through the brightening air. Though I am old with wandering through hollow lands and hilly lands, I will find out where she has gone and kiss her lips and take her hands and walk among long dangled grass and pluck till time and times are done the silver apples of the moon, the golden apples of the sun." The Song of Wandering Angus, William Butler Yeats, from his collected poems published by Scribner and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Produced by Joy Biles with assistance from Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.